Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I, brothers and sisters, and we come to that time when we give thanks for reaching the start of a new Hebraic cycle, and we give thanks with the Hebrew blessing. Yehi Ratzon Lofneka Adonai Eloheinu ve'Elohei Aboteinu Shetech Hadash Eleinu Shana Toba u'Metuka Ba'Adoneinu Yeshua HaMoshiach Lekabod Melkei Melakim Karamawi Haile Selassie. Amen. May it be your will, Lord, our God, and the God of our fathers, that you renew for us a good and sweet year in our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. Glory be the King of Kings, Keramawi Haile Selassie, Haile Selassie the First. Amen. Yes, I, Rastafari. Lashana Tova. Shalom.
And I be sealed with a good sealing for a new Shana, B'Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I. Glory be the King, Kadamah HaLaSelassie. Yes, I, Rastafari, so, Rastafari, so, Rastafari, so, Rastafari, so, Rastafari, so, Rastafari, so,
glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is thee, his Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
An Israel king is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see,
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
You know we are his love.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars fingers off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock off. And the biggest mark 11 day a wop. The little island full of bass, when I pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. From to the 40 acre and jackass. Holiday, them and them put them on repeat. Those without will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion, when I come here, so they get defeat. Give them a break. Holiday, a break from separation.
Trumpets, Yom Teruah, corresponding with Rosh Hashanah, the head of the civil year. Yeah. What a day, what a day.
Sibon, my son. Sibon.
Pressing the poor, he knows they can't. cause at the point to go astray shall surely pay his day, shall surely pay his day.
Judge everyone. Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Jai Zai Nai Lai. Nine night, dear testament to the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, I now to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you, no, read up your Bible.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed are thee, O Sovereign, our power, King of the universe, eternal King, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi,
Inflasya.
The whom praises is due for
Tova. Yes, I. Good. Good new year here, the season, Yom Teruah, the day of the shouting, day of the blasting, called Day of Trumpets, corresponding with Rosh Hashanah. Let's write up a little bit of the liturgy here for the season, seeing the season that we are in right here, the fall festival time of the year. We have Rosh Hashanah, day one, right here. Then there's a 10-day count to Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. 5 days after that, the ingathering, Tabernacle, Sukkot, end of the year.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Rastafari.
So here, I'd like to write up, we'll just share some of the basic liturgy, what is read and what is said here at this season, this time of the year, here.
Thanks, Abba Father, for that atonement that he has provided, and I receive, and may the eye and I and I be sealed for good sealing for a new Shana, B'Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I. Glory be the King, Kadamahala Selassie. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari,
Rastafari, Rastafari, Rastafari, the service here for the first day, usually it's observed for 2 days because of the east and the west, and so that all I and I, wherever we're at on this earthly plane, can be in one consciousness, and one spirit, one irid. So here for day one. I'd like to bring this forward, day one. There's day one and day two. So here for the T to T, normally testify Tuesday. The testimony here is the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the day that scriptures call the Day of Trumpets, the blasting, the shouts, Yom Teruah, right here. Initiating here the new civil year, but also the fall festival season. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Watiten lanu Yahweh Eloheinu, de'ahava
Yes. That was day two. Day two coming fall for the woman's wisdom Wednesday. Yeah. Yes, I. So this is called Adonai Shefatai from the psalm, Lord, open my mouth so that I and I may praise, you know, give eyes to thy great and island name. Hear, the service, the aboda, the service, right, for New Year's Day, for this Yom Teruah, the day of the shouting, the day of blast, the day of the trumpets, the rams, horn, blast. Hear.
Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehilateka. O Adonai, Chara Safari, open thou my lips. Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehilateka. And my mouth shall declare thy praise, thy eyes, Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu, Elohei Avoteinu, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov, Ha'el, Ha'gadol, Ha'gibor, Ve'ha'nora, El. Eliona Gomel Chasidim Tovim Wekone Hakol Wezoker Chasidea Botaua Mebia Goel Livnea Benehem Lima'ana Shmoa Be Ahava, blessed art thou, the I, Baruch atah Adonai, blessed art thou, Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu, and the Elohim of I and I fathers, I and I patriarchs, of Elohe Abotenu. The Elohim of Abraham, Elohe Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, Elohe Yitzhak, and the Elohim of Yaakov, Elohe Yaakov, the great, mighty, and reverent El, Ha-El, Ha-Gadol, Ha-Gibor, Ve-Ha-Nora, El, Elohim, Gomel, Chasidim, Tovim, Ve- Onea hakol wezokir chasidea avota uamibia gome koel livnea benaim lemaana shmo beahava, the great, mighty, reverent El, the most high El, who bestoweth loving kindnesses and possesses all things, who remembereth the pious deeds, the chassidim deeds of the patriarchs, and in love will bring a redeemer to their children's children, for thy, the eyes, name sake, or may be, goel livnei b'neihem, remember I and I to life, O King. Zachreinu lechayim melek, who delightest in life and inscribe I and I in the book of life. B'sefer ha-chayim, for thine own sake, O living God, le ma'aneka Elohim chayim. O King, helper, savior, and shield, melek, olzer, ua moshiach, ua magen, blessed art thou, the I, Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, the shield of Abraham. Barukata Adonai Magen Abraham. Thou, the I, Adonai, art mighty for Iva. Thou, the I, quickenest the dead, givest life to the dead. Thou art mighty to save. Thou, the eye, sustainest the living with loving kindness. Quickenest causes life to the dead with great mercy. Supportest the falling. Healest the sick. Loosest the bound. And keepest thy faith to them that sleep in the dust. Who is like to the eye? Mi kamoka. Adonai, Adonai of mighty acts, and who remember, who resemblest the eye, O King. Miya kamoka ba'ala gir burota humi dome laka meleka me meet u me chaye u matza miyach Yeshua. Who is like to the eye, Lord of mighty acts, and who resemblest the eye, O King, who killest and quickenest and causest salvation to spring forth? Who is like to the eye, Mi kamoka Abba harachamim, Father of mercy, who in mercy rememberest thy creatures to life. Yea, faithful art the eye to quicken the dead. Blessed Barukata Yahweh Me Chaye Hametim. Blessed art the eye, Adonai, who quickenest the dead. Thou art holy, thou art Ila, Ata Kadosh, and thy name is holy, thy name is Ila, thy name is set apart, Wishimika Kadosh. And holy beings praise Isaiah, the I, daily. Ua kedoshima bekol yom, ye halleluka selah. Pause. Now, therefore, Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah, Ayanai Elohim, impose thine awe upon all thy works and thy dread upon all that thou hast created, that all works may fear, reverence, respect the eye, and all creatures prostrate themselves before the eye, that they may all form a single band to do thy will with a perfect heart, even as we know, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah Ayinai Elohim, true good, true God, that dominion is thine, strength is in thy hand, Yadeka b'yadeka, and might in thy right hand, and that thy name is to be feared, to be respected above all that thou hast created. Give glory, Yahweh Jehovah, to thy people, Amika. Praise Isaiah to them that respect the eye, hope to them that seek the eye, and free speech to them that wait for the eye, joy to thy land, gladness to thy city, a flourishing horn to Dawid, to David, thy servant, and a clear shining light to the son of Jesse, thine anointed, speedily in I days. Then shall the just, the righteous also see, seen, and be glad, and the upright shall exalt, and the pious, the Hasidim, triumphantly rejoice, while iniquity shall close her mouth, and all wickedness, all wretchedness shall be wholly consumed by smoke. When thou makest the dominion of arrogance to pass away from the earth, and thou, Adonai, Adonai, shall reign, thou, the I alone, over all thy works on Mount Zion, the dwelling place of thy glory. And in Jerusalem, thy island, set apart city, as it is written in thy holy words, Jehovah shall reign for ever, thy God, thy true good. El Hayik Zion, O Zion, to all generations. Hallelujah. Holy Kadosh Ata. Holy Kadosh art the I. And dreaded is thy name. Kadosh Ata with Nora Shemeka. And there is no Elohim Wein Eloha Mia Bala Adeka beside the eye, as it is written Kakatub and Yahweh Sabaoth, Jehovah of hosts is exalted in judgment. With Ha'el HaKadosh, the Ila'el, with Ha'el HaKadosh is sanctified in righteousness. Baruch Atah Yahuwah HaMelech HaKadosh, blessed art thou, Jehovah, the Holy, the Ila King. Thou hast chosen us, I and I, from all peoples. Thou hast loved us, I and I, and taken I and I, and taken pleasure in I and I, and hast exalted I and I above all tongues. Thou hast sanctified, set I and I apart by thy commandments, and brought I and I near to thy service. O I and I, King Malakenu, and hast called I and I by thy great and holy and Isla name, with Shimeka HaGadola, with HaKadosha Aleinu Karata.
Amen, amen.
The Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, 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 amen.
Play my cards so loud with them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckle and stand up for my health and draw down so the spirit stop to be against them that persecute me. Fear to my soul, I am thy salvation. But I am, I'm telling.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Lord of my life, let me tell you my salvation.
I HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem,
Baruch Hashem,
Baruch Hashem,
Baruch Hashem.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat Shadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days. When our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast, oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflasia.
The home praises is due to what?
Yes, 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 Lashana Tova. Yes, I Rastafari. So here. Let's begin to ride up with the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Well, basically, it's day one and day two because the hemisphere is not to get all into that right there. But the reading for day one of Rosh Hashanah, a.k.a. scripturally known as Yom Teruah, is Genesis in the Torah. Is Genesis chapter 21, focus verses 1 to 34. And then there's the Maftir, the additional reading with the fire offerings, Numbers chapter 29, verses 1 to 6. The Haftarah reading is Shemuel Samuel, 1 Samuel, focus verses chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 10. So here, like to pick it up, and go forward right here. We have chapter, yes, I, just checking the board right here. Going to ride up with that, but let's just share a little something right here. There's Abinu Melkeinu during the season, the name Abino, Abino in Hebrew, Abino Melkeno. And the good is that would be Abuna Negusina, Abuna Negusina, and Amharic Abatachin Negusachin, our Father, our King. In particular, it is what is said in this season, in this time right here, here, here. Like to share the word sound, right, for that. And it's mainly as we lead up to the Day of Atonement, right, the Day of Atonement. It's particularly for the Day of Atonement. It's specially called upon, you know, our Father, appealing to he who be, who he be, as I and I, as I and I, Father. So here, for the Albino, our Father, Malkeinu, our King, the Hebrew and English, fellow Chaver, Raz, Ayas, and Tafari on the read right here for Yom Teruah. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Abinu Malkeinu, Chatanu, Lifneka. Abinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu, Melek, Ela, Ata. Abinu Malkeinu, Ase, Imanu, Lema'an, Shimeka. Abinu Malkeinu, Chadesh Aleinu, Shana Toba. Abinu Malkeinu, Batel Me'aleinu, Ko Gerizot Kashot. Abinu Malkeinu, Batel Machshbot Soneinu. Abinu Malkeinu, Hafer Atzat Oibeinu. Abinu Malkeinu, Kale Ko Tsar Umastin Me'aleinu. Abinu Malkeinu, Stom Piot Masitinenu, Kat Regenu. Abinu Malkeinu, Kale, Deber, Wechereb, Weraab, Ushbi, Umashchit, Mibne, Beriteka. Abinu Malkeinu, Mina, Magefa, Minchalateka. Abinu Malkeinu, Solach, Chol, Lekol, Anotenu. Abinu Malkeinu, Meche, we ha'aber, pasainu, minged aineka. Abinu Malkeinu, Mechog, barachameka, harabim, kosit re chobotenu. Abinu Malkeinu, hachazirenu, bitshuba, shleima, lifaneka. Abinu Malkeinu, slach, refua, shleima, lechole, ameka. Abinu Malkeinu, Katbeinu, Besefer Chayim Tobim. Abinu Malkeinu, Katbeinu, Besefer Gula, Yeshua. Abinu Malkeinu, Katbeinu, Besefer Parnasa, Kalkala. Abinu Malkeinu, Katbeinu, Besefer Zekuyot. Abinu Malkeinu, Katbeinu, Besefer Shlicha, Mechila. Abinu Malkeinu, Herem Keren Israel Ameka. Abinu Malkeinu, Harem Keren Mishicheka. Abinu Malkeinu, Male Yadenu Miberokoteka. Abinu Malkeinu, Male Asameinu Saba. Abinu Malkeinu, Shma Kolenu, Hus Werachem Aleinu. Abinu Malkeinu, Kabel Berachamim Ubratzon et Tifilatenu. Abinu Malkeinu, Petach Sha'are Shemaim Litifilatenu. Abinu Malkeinu, Zakur Ki Afar Anachnu. Abinu Malkeinu, Na Al Tisibenu Rekam Milfaneka. Abinu Malkeinu, Tehe Hashah Hazot Shat Rachamim Weet Ratzon Milafaneka. Abinu Malkeinu, Chamol Aleinu Weal Oleinu Wetafenu. Abinu Malkeinu, Oseilam An Harugim Al Shem Kadsheka. Abinu Malkeinu, Oseilam An Tibuchim Al Yehudeka. Abinu Malkeinu, Osei Lema'an Ba'esh Ubamayim, Al Kiddush Shemeka. Abinu Malkeinu, Nkom Nikmat Dam Abedeka Hashafuk. Abinu Malkeinu, Osei Lema'anka Im Lo Lema'anenu. Abinu Malkeinu, Osei Lema'anka Lehoshienu. Abinu Malkeinu, Osei Lema'an Rachameka Harabim, Abinu Malkenu, Asel Ma'an Shimka, Hagadol, Hagibur, Wehanora, Shinikra Aleinu, Abinu Malkenu, Hanenu, Wa'anenu, Ki Ain Banu, Ma'asim, Ose Imanu, Tzedaka, Wachesed, Wehoshienu. Our Father, our King, we have sinned before you. Our Father, our King, we have no King but you. Our Father, our King, act benevolently with us for the sake of your name. Our Father, our King, renew for us a good year. Our Father, our King, a good year. Our Father, our King, remove from us all harsh decrees. Our Father, our King, annul the intentions of our enemies. Our Father, our King, foil the plans of our foes. Our Father, our King, wipe out every downpresser and adversary from against us. Our Father, our King, close the mouths of our adversaries and accusers. Our Father, our King, remove pestilence, sword, famine, captivity, and destruction from the members of your covenant. Our Father, our King, withhold the plague from your inheritance. Our Father, our King, pardon and forgive all our iniquities. Our Father, our King, blot out and remove our transgressions from before your eyes. Our Father, our King, erase in your abounding mercies all the record of our debts, our sins. Our Father, our King, bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Our Father, our King, send a complete healing to the sick of your people. Our Father, our King, rend the evil aspect of the verdict decreed against us. Our Father, our King, remember us with a favorable remembrance before you. Our Father, our King, inscribe us in the book of good life. Our Father, our King, inscribe us in the book of redemption and deliverance. Our Father, our King, inscribe us in the book of livelihood and sustenance. Our Father, our King, inscribe us in the book of merits. Our Father, our King, inscribe us in the book of pardon and forgiveness. Our Father, our King, cause deliverance to flourish for us soon. Our Father, our King, exalt the glory of your people, Israel. Our Father, our King, exalt the glory of your anointed one. Our Father, our King, fill our hands with your blessings. Our Father, our King, fill our storehouses with plenty. Our Father, our King, hear our voice, have pity and compassion upon us. Our Father, our King, accept our prayer with mercy and favor. Our Father, our King, open the gates of heaven to our prayer. Our Father, our King, let it be remembered that we are but dust. Our Father, our King, we beseech you, do not turn us away from you empty-handed. Our Father, our King, may this hour be an hour of mercy and a time of favor before you. Our Father, our King, have compassion upon us and upon our infants and children. Our Father, our King, do it for the sake of those that were slain for your holy name. Our Father, our King, do it for the sake of those who were slaughtered for your oneness. Our Father, our King, do it for the sake of those that went through fire and water for the sanctification of your name. Our Father, our King, avenge the spilled blood of your servants. Our Father, our King, do it for your sake, if not for ours. Our Father, our King, do it for your sake and deliver us. Our Father, our King, do it for the sake of your abounding mercies. Our Father, our King, do it for the sake of your great, mighty, and awesome name that is proclaimed over us. Our Father, our King, be gracious to us and answer us, for we have no meritorious deeds. Deal charitably and kindly with us and deliver us. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach Adonenu Lemoshienu.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
who is here?
Justice.
Who is here?
Yo! Justice!
Who is here?
Here, here, here. Look, Lorraine Mattoon right here with
Abino Melkeno, Abino, our father, in the Hebrew, Abuna, Abuna in the Ge'ez, Malkeno, our king, in the Hebrew, Malkeno, our king, Abino Melkeno, Abuna, Negusna, Abatachin, Negusachin, scribe I and I, in the book of life. Hebrew version of this remix, Ayabingi, yes I, Rastafari, Barbara Streisand, yes I, Nayabingi, oh. Thank you.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
And here, another Abinu Sheba Shemayim. Abinu Sheba Shemayim, an old Judaic Hebraic prayer that ones and ones know better as Our Father who art in heaven. Old Hebraic Judaic prayer. Abinu Sheba Shemayim. Abuna Zebe Samayat in the Gittes. Here, just a Hebrew here. The prayer.
Achen, kach itpalelu atem. אבינו שבשמיים, יתקדש שמך, תבוא מלכותך, יעשה רצונך, כבשמיים, כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו, תן לנו היום, וסלח לנו על חטאינו, כמו שסולחים גם אנחנו, לחוטאים לנו. ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע, כי לך הממלכה, והגבורה, והתפארת, לעולמי עולמים. Amen. 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 Amen.
So here, let's ride up for day one. Yes, I, the Yom Tov. This is also known as the Yom. Yom, ancient Semitic. Shemitic is found in the Gittes too for the word for day. Just to point out those correspondences right there. The word for day in the Gittes is Yom. And the word for day in the Hebrew is yom. And tov means good. So the good day. Here, yom teruah, the fifth of the seven feast festivals, appointed times of Jehovah, the day Yahuwah. Here, the fifth, yom teruah, corresponding to what is called Rosh Hashanah, the Ras, the Rosh, the head of Hashanah, the head of the year. So here we have Genesis chapter 21, focus verses 1 to 34, Numbers chapter 29, and this is the maftia or the additional reading, and this contains the word sound of the fire offerings from Numbers chapter 29, verses 1 to 6 right here. Then we have the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, 1 Samuel chapter 1, focus verses 1 to chapter 2, verse 10. And in the Brit Chadasha, in the New Covenant, the New Testament reading, we have 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, focus verses 13 to 18, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, focus verses 51 to 54, right here. So this is the liturgy, the Kiddush in the Hebrew, Kedase in the Ethiopic, the liturgy of the holy, the Isla set apart service, the Abodah, and the theme of the Yom Teruah of the Rosh Hashanah. According to Judaic tribe and tradition, on Rosh Hashanah, the destiny of the righteous, who in Hebrew are called the Tzadikim, are written in the Book of Life. And the destiny of the Rishayim, of the Rasha, the defiant, the ratchet, the wicked, they are written in the book of Mawet, of death. However, many people, perhaps some say even most people, will not be inscribed in either book. But they have 10 days. So here the Yom Teruah with the shouting, the blast of the ram's horn, calling the soul, awakening the soul, the psyche, right? The 10 days until Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, to do teshuvah, to do metanoia, to have a change of mind, to turn from the astray way to Yahweh, before sealing their fate, before it's sealed up. So hence the term Eseret Yemei Teshuvah, Eseret, 10 Yemei, days of Teshuvah, of repentance, the 10 days of repentance. Also, these are known as, you know, the days of awe, the dreadful days. And it's on Yom HaKippurim, 10 days from Yom Teruah, according to Jah Torah. Then everyone's name will be sealed in either book. Consequently, many prayers, many of the Hebrew, the Judaic church called the synagogue, the gathering, the prayers are invocations, word, sound, power to be made worthy to be written in the Sefer HaChayim, in the Book of Life. Sermons, reasonings about the need to do teshuvah, the need to make a turn from the straight way to Yahweh, to have a change of heart and mind, and the themes of Ha'el, Ha'el's, the power, the Almighty's judgment, are often delivered and reasoned on in this time, in this Iowa. The kingship of Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim of the power, is also stressed. The kingship of the power, even the first power of the Trinity, is stressed throughout the services in this time as well, right here. Now, the Torah reading for the first day of Yom Teruah of Rosh Hashanah is themed on the birth of Yitzhak, the birth of Isaac. And the portion, the reading and feeding for the second day on the Akedah. The Akedah is the binding of Yitzhak. The Musaf for the additional service includes extra benedictions, berkot, blessings that are added to the normal Amidah. The Amidah is the standing service, emphasizing Ha'el, Ha'el, the power's kingship, the remembrance of Ayinai days, and the call of HaShofar, the call of the ram's horn, to usher in the messianic kingdom at the end of days, the end times of the Gentiles. And since Yom Teruah, the day of the trumpets, the day of the blasting, the ram's horn, the shouting, is about Teshuvah, making that turn or returning, to Ha'elohim, to the power of the true God, through repentance, a change of heart and mind, the Akedah of Yitzhak, of Isaac, is retold. Why? To remind I and I that submission to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the power, is the way to manifest and to demonstrate a repentant attitude, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. So here, just an overview right here. And now let's ride up.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch Yerushalayim. Master Adonai.
Just Rastafari.
Adonai.
Just
Adonai.
Just Rastafari.
Here we're keeping Jerusalem, the holy city, in remembrance, even the new Jerusalem of the Israelites of Ethiopia, Lalibela, here, here, here. All right. Keep the quiet.
ሽመላ ሽመላ አገራችን ኢየሩሳሌም ደና
Yes, that right there, just a sample from the Sheba Choir. Shimala, Shimala. Shimala, it's a stalk. But in the Hebrew, the creature is called the Hasida. And it's because of the link with the word for mercy, for loving kindness, Chesed, Hasida, and those who have received his mercy, the Hasidim, that I said right there, Shimala, Shimala. Agarachin, Jerusalem, Dena, Agarachin, our country, Jerusalem, Dena is our country, Jerusalem, safe, Dena, is she safe, here, make we ride up.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here for day one, the reading for day one, Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 to 34. We also have today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, which is Psalm 38. And it's interesting, the theme of Psalm 38, it's a penitence prayer. Going to ride up with that, Jah willing, in the forward, right here. Shema Yisrael. Sima, here. Sima, Rastafari.
And here, Shema Yisrael. Here, give ear, O Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Here, give ear. First book of Moses, the Sefer Bereishit, called and known as Genesis chapter 21, the birth of Yitzhak. The birth of Isaac, Kaf Aleph. Why Yahuwah Pakad Eta Saraka Asher Amar? Why Yaasi Yahuwah Le Saraka Asher Diber? And Yahuwah Jehovah visited Sarah, as he had said. Why Yahuwah Pakad Eta Sarah Ka Asher Amar? And Jehovah did to Sarah as he had spoken. Why Yahasi Yahuwah Li Sarah Ka Asher Diber? Wateled Sara le Avraham Abena Liza Kunayo Ala Moeda Asher Diberoto Elohim. For Sarah conceived and bear Avraham a son in his old age. Wateled Sara le Avraham ben Lizkunayo. At the set time of which Elohim, the true good, the true God, had spoken to him. La mo'eda asher diberoto Elohim. Vayikra Avraham. Et Hashem beno ha-nolada la'u asher yaldaha la'u Sara Yitzchak. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born to him, whom Sarah, who Sarah bare to him, Yitzchak, Isaac. Why Yamal Abraham et Yitzchak Abeno Ben Shemonata Yamima Ka'asher Tziwa Oto Elohim. And Abraham circumcised his son Yitzchak, Isaac, being 8 days old, as Elohim commanded him. With Avraham ben Ata Shana Bea Hia Waleda Laua Eta Yitzhaka Beno. And Avraham was 100 years old when his son Yitzhak Isaac was born to him. Watomera Sara Sehoka Asali Elohim Kolaha Shomea Itzahakali. And Sarah said, Elohim hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me, will laugh with I. Watomera Mia Mia Lela Le Abraham Heya Nika Banima Sara Kia Yala Ditiya Bena Liza Kunayo. And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. Wayigdala ha yeleda. Why Yigamala? Why Ya Asa Avraham Mishte Gadola Beyom Hiagamela Eta Yitzchak? And the child grew and was weaned, and Avraham made a great feast the same day that Yitzchak was weaned. The bondwoman and her son cast out. Compare, contrast Galatians chapter 4, verse 21 to verse 31. Verse 9. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had born to Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said to Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Yitzchak. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And Elohim said to Abraham, let it be not be, make it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of that bondwoman and all that Sarah hath said to thee. I hearken to her voice. For in Yitzhak, Isaac, shall thy seed, thy race, be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed, thy race. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba, and the water was spent in the Bakum. And she cast the child under one of the shrubs, and she went and sat her down over against him, a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, "Let me, make I not see the death of the child." And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And Elohim heard the voice of the lad, and the Melech Elohim, and the angel of Elohim, the Malach Elohim, called to Hagar out of Shemaim, out of heaven, and said to her, "What aileth thee, I Hagar? Fear not, for Elohim hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation." And Elohim opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, was with the lad. And he grew and dwelt in the Midbar in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the Midbar in the wilderness of Paran. And his mother took him a wife, an Isha, out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, out of the land of Egypt. Abraham at Be'er Sheva, at Beersheba. Verse 22. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake with Abraham, saying, "Elohim, the true good, the true God, is with thee, I, in all that thou doest. Now therefore swear to I here by Elohim, the true good, the true God, that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, with I, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done to thee, I, thou shalt do to me, to I, and to the land wherein thou, the I, hast sojourned." And Abraham said, "I will swear." And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, "I wot not who have done this thing. I don't know who have done this thing. Neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it. But today." And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech. And both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set seven ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abraham, what mean these seven ewe female lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, for these seven ewe lambs, seven female lambs, shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness to me, to I, that I have digged this well. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because they swear, both of them. Thus, like this, they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of Jehovah El Olam, the everlasting El, the everlasting true good true God, El Olam. Wayayita'a Eshela Biyaba Ershava Wayayikara Sham Bishemiyawa El Olam. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days.
Father, and son. Here, the master, the fire offering, the word, sound of the fire offering, right here, here, here.
Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, here, here, Shema, give ear. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, Numbers chapter 29. And in the seventh month, the seventh moon, on the first day of the month of the Chodesh, the moon, Iyar, shall have an holy Ila evocation called out assembly. Iyar shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing the trumpets to you. And ye all shall offer an olai, burnt offering, for a sweet savor, Layahuah, to Jehovah, one young bullock, one ram, and several lambs of the first year without blemish, and their minkah, their meal offering, shall be of flour mingled with shemen, 3/10 deals for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram, and 1/10 deal for one lamb throughout the seven lambs, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering to make an atonement for you, besides the burnt offering of the month of the moon, the Chodesh, and his minkah, and the daily olah, burnt offering, holocaust offering, and his minkah, his meal offering, and their drink offerings, according to their manner, for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire, la yahoa, to Jehovah,
Here, light it up, light it up, light it up. Yes, I. Rasta. Yes, I. Now the Haftarah, reading. Right here. Yes, I.
So we have the Haftarah reading. We have Jeremiah.
When I say more, you will say fire. More
fire.
More fire.
Yamanas, what about Sodomite to sound God justice? Yamanas,
all dancehall fans, I know you've been waiting for it a long time. You have been waiting for it a long time because he doesn't do interviews. We caught up with...
Yeah. That's supposed to be just a fire part. More fire. Well, here. Stretching forth the right hand of fellowship, tying I and fellow Haverim to Haveras Sahara Had, right here for day one, Yom Teruah.
Book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verses 1 to chapter 2, verse 10. Blessing Ma'ar will go let Professor Kadus Ahad do. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim, Zophim, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the Bain Ha Yeraham, the Bain Ha Elihu, the Bain Ha Tohu, the Bain Ha Zuf, and Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Penina. And Penina had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice the Yahweh's of Baot, Muruku, and Shiloh. And the two sons of Elah, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of Yahweh, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Penina his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions, but to Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but Yahweh had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because Yahweh had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of Yahweh, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not, and why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah arose up after they had eaten, and Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of Yahweh, Buruku. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed to Yahweh, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Yahweh Zebaot, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give to thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him to Yahweh all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before Yahweh, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said to her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from me. And Hannah answered and said, no, my master, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunken neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before Yahweh. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hereto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the Elohim of Israel grant thee that petition that thou hast answered of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find favor in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before Yahweh, and returned and came to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and Yahweh remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have answered him of Yahweh. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to Yahweh the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said to her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before Yahweh, and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only Yahweh establisheth word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him to the house of Yahweh in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my master, if thou soul liveth, my master, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying to Yahweh. For this child I prayed, and Yahweh have given me my petition, which I answered him. Therefore, also I have lent him to Yahweh. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to Yahweh. And he worshipped Yahweh there. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 10. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in Yahweh. My horn is exalted in Yahweh. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as Yahweh, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our Elohim. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for Yahweh is an El of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren have borne 7, and she that had many children is waxed feeble. Yahweh killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. Yahweh maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are Yahweh's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of the saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of Yahweh shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. Yahweh Buruku shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength to his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed. Sumi ikizi abehera. Amen. Kebole kwalu, kebole demsu, kebole hailu, kebole ketamawe hale selasi. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. Jah Rastafari.
Yes, Hannah's prayer, Hannah having to do with grace as well. So we share that right here. And big up the horn of his anointed.
What is true?
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore.
Day of the shouting. Yes,
sir. Yeah. Rastafari, live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Ja. Ja. Ja.
And here, the Brit Hadasha read right here, the Book of Remembrance. Yes, sir.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
Here in the season about the Tzadikim, the righteous one, the Rishayim, and the Book of Life. Here, stretching forth the right hand of fellowship, Tanai fellow Chaber, Chaberas, Ayasan, Tefarai here for the Brit Chadasha, the renewed covenant. Read.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Here, picking up with Thessalonians and Corinthians. The Thessalonians and Corinthians read right here. This is cue it. Yes, I. Look a bit of technicals right here. Here we go right here. Yes, I. Shalom, Chabad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan, renewed covenant reading for Rosh Hashanah, head of the year. Yom Teruah, the day of blowing of the trumpet. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 through 54. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab, with Habain, Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who he be, the one. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. Ve'al debar hayishenim achai, lo nikached mikem debar, lema'an lo teatspu ka'acherim asher ein lahem tikwa. Ki im na'amin asher meit Yeshua v'yechi kein yabia ha Elohim gam et ha'yishenim be'yeshua ito ki et zot nomar lakem bidbar Yahweh ki anachnu ha'chayim hanotarim ad bo ha'adon lo nikadem et ha'yishenim ki ha'adon hu Yered min hashemayim b'teruah b'kol sar hamalakim u'b'shofar Elohim wa'az yakumu rishona hametim ba'mashiach acharei kein anachnu ha'chayim hanotarim nilakach itam yachdau ba'ananim lekrat ha'adon la'awir bubekein nehye tamid im ha'adon la'kein nachamu ze et ze badbarim ha'ele. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them that are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others that have no hope. For if we believe that Yeshua died and rose again, even so them also that sleep in Yeshua will Elohim bring with him. For this we say to you by the word of Yahweh, that we that are alive and remain to the coming of Ha'adon shall not prevent them that are asleep. For Ha-Adon himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of Elohim, and the dead in Mashiach, the dead in Christ, shall rise first. Then we that are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet Ha-Adon in the air. And so shall we ever be with Ha-Adon. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 through 54. All believers will not die. Hine sod agale lakem alnachnu lo kulanu nishan hamawit abal kulanu nit chalaf berrega echad ke heref ein kitkoa hashofar haacharon ki yitkaa bashofar wehameitim yechyu bli kilayon wa anachnu nit chalaf. Ki ma she'ata sofo lekilayon yilbash al kilayon, uma she'ata sofo lamut yilbash al mawet, uma she'ata sofo lekilayon kishilbash al kilayon, uma she'ata sofo lamawet kishilbash al mawet. Az yabo debar hakatub Bula hamawet la nitzach. Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality, the final victory over death. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Kabur lakalu, kabur ledimtu, kabur lachailu. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
Shout, shout, shout. So far.
Fulfilled all praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, yes, yes, yes. So for day one, the liturgy, the service, the word sound, right there. And we have here, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the Order of Melchizedek, we have a psalm. We have a psalm today's Psalm 38, a penitence. It's themed a penitence prayer, a penitence prayer. Here on the air, we got about nine minutes until we get into the grace period of this podcast as we move forward to day two. But here, a penitence prayer, repentance. There's an analogy with Psalm 6 that will at once occur to the reader and the hearer, the careful, diligent hearer. With today's Psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm XXXVIII, Psalm 38, a repentance prayer. So there's an analogy with Psalm 6 that will at once occur and should occur to the reader and the hearer. The speaker here is afflicted with a serious illness, and his physical condition causes him searchings of heart. Here in the 10 days of awe, the 10 days of Teshuvah, the 10 days of Noraim, the dreadful days, the days of Cheshbon HaNefesh, soul searching, as we're coming to the Yom HaKippurim, the judgment day. In conformity with the faith and the belivity, the way one's accepted as true that was then held, he, the speaker here, a psalm of David to make memorial. Key word there, lehazikir, to make memorial, to call to mind, some say. There's the service in Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2, of the Azkara, where the priest was commanded, the Kohen was commanded to make the Azkara thereof to smoke, to bun so that it smokes upon the Mizbeach, upon the altar. So some see that today's psalm right here, Psalm 38, right, with that key term in the Hebrew, le hazikir, to make memorial or to bring into remembrance. We have this, yes, we have this in the KJV, to bring to remembrance. The term is implies that the mizmor, the chant, was chanted while that part of the sacrificial act took place, that it indicates a type of temple chanting is to be concluded from the statement that we have in First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4, where it reads, and he appointed, the he there is David, in the tabernacle of David, a kind of a step up from the tabernacle of Moshe, bringing us closer to the Brit Chadasha, the iritical sense. And he, David, appointed certain of Halloween, of the Levites, keeping Levitical, the singers and players of instruments, to do what? The singers and players of instruments, the Levites, to minister, to serve, to minister before the ark, before the Aaron is ark in the Hebrew, Aharon is the man, Aaron. So he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the Aaron, the Tabot of Jehovah, and to celebrate. I think KJV has it as to record. I think it's to record. It's interesting, to record. In the King James Version of the Bible, the translation of First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4, says, and to record, if we're correct. Here, bringing out the sense to celebrate, to elaborate in the Hebrew, lehazikir, same as we have in the superscription here in the title of Psalm 38, Mizmor le David, Mizmor, a chant, Isis le David, of David le Hazikir, to make memorial, to celebrate, to record, to bring to remembrance, and to thank and praise in Isis, Yahuwah, Isis, Jehovah. So this is a very important verse right here, putting into context why the superscription, the title of the Psalms, and some of the Bibles, they totally remove it out of the context. And therefore, if you don't start with that, you can get the Psalm out of context. That right there, the superscription, the title, it brings into context with this term, Le Hazikir. We have the title again in Psalm 70. Just a note in Psalm 70, the very same title, just to scroll through it right here. About to write up the Midrash and the basic here, the study of today's Psalm. And it's very much connected in spirit and in truth. And this will be the second day that Orthodox Tewahedo, you could say Orthodox and faithful Ethiopians in this season are fasting and praying during the 13th month known as Agume that began yesterday or the 6th of September for 5 days until the Ethiopian New Year, Ethiopian Kingdom of God New Year, the Solar New Year, September 11th. Here, we're in the Lunar New Year, the Hebrew New Year, right? Judeo-Christian, Ethiopian Hebrew, that link right there. In Psalm 70, Mizmor Ayin, usually when we name the psalm or the number, we usually refer to the Hebrew letters. That's the Hebrew letters right there, Ayin, right? Like Lamed Chet. Lamed, the 30th, has a value of 30, and Chet, or Chet, has a value of 8. Here we have Mizmor Ayin. Ayin is interesting because Ayin, right? Ayin means eye, means eye. So here we have a cry for help. And it says right here that this psalm, Psalm 70, as it's connected with today's psalm, Psalm 38, is a reproduction of Psalm 40, verses 14 to 18, or the KJV Bible may be 13 to 17, the numbering being different, because in the Hebrew, the superscription is the first proper verse. In Psalm 70, there's an occasional change of the divine name of the Hashem or the Shem to Elohim, to the power, and a few textual alterations between Psalm 70 and Psalm 40, verses 14 to 18. The verses, they say, were apparently detached to form a separate psalm for use in the temple liturgy, in the Kiddush, the Kedase, the Isla chant. Although an individual in Psalm 70 speaks in his distress, his words were applied to the needs of the nation. So what we have is a psalm that one speaks in the I sense, but it's to be taken, as Rastafari, I and I know, in the I and I sense. So where the I of the indivisible dual, the individual, speaking in distress, his words are applying to I and I. So that's some of the link right here on today's psalm, Le Hazikir. So let's ride up with the basic plain chant and hear some of the Hebrew highlights, especially in the opening superscription emphasis.
Mizmor Lamed Chet, Mizmor le David le Haskir.
O Lord,
Adonai,
rebuke me not in thy wrath.
Adonai, al bekets pecha tochicheni.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure.
Uva hamatecha teyassereni.
For thine arrows stick fast in me.
Kichitzecha.
And thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, Hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. My salvation, 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 my
salvation. This is an ideal psalm right here for the season, especially for the Day of Atonement and leading up to the Day of Atonement. Let's just hear this right here in the local Hebrew. Then we're going to ride up with the world Amharic from the King of Kings Bible, the Mitzvah Kedus. Go through a breakdown in the build as it is deemed a penitent, a repentant here, reason for the season. Let's ride up with the Hebrew right here,
Mizmor Lamedhet, Mizmor Le David Lehaskil. Mizmor Lamedhet, Mizmor Le David Lehaskil. Adonai, Al Beketzbecha Tofiheni, Uva Hamatecha Teyasereni, Tichitzecha Lichatuvi, Vatinhat Alai Yadecha. אין מתום בבשרי מפני זעמך, אין שלום בעצמי מפני חטאתי. כי עוונותי עברו ראשי, כמסע כבד נכבדו ממני. הבאישו נמקו חבורותי מפני איוולתי. נעוותי שחותי עד מאוד, כל היום קודר הילכתי. כי חסלי מלאו נקלה, ואין מתום בבשרי. נפוגותי ונתקיתי עד מאוד, שאקתי מן נהמת ליבי. אדוני נגדך כל תאוותי, ואנחתי ממך לא נסתרה. ליבי שחרחר עזבני כוחי, ואור עיניי גם הם אין איתי. אוהבי ורעי מנגד נגעי יעמודו, וקרובי מרחוק עמדו. וינקשו מבקשי נפשי, ודורשי רעתי דיברו הבות, ומרמות כל היום נהדו. ואני כחרש לא אשמע, וכאילם לא יפתח בי. ואהי כאיש אשר לא שומע, ואין בפיו תוכחות. כי לך, אדוני, הוחלתי, אתה תענה, אדוני, אלוהי. כי אמרתי פן ישמחו לי, ומות רגלי עלי הגדילו. כי אני לצלע נכון, ומכאובי נגדי תמיד. כי עווני אגיד, אדאג מחטאתי, ואויבי חיים עצמו, ורבו שונאי שקר. ומשלמי רעה תחת טובה יסתנוני, תחת רודפי טוב. אל תעזבני אדוני, אלוהי אל תרחק ממני, חושה לעזרתי, אדוני תשועתי.
Yes, the Hebrew and the upsetters, sufferers, the sufferers dub right here, ideally here for the season, the reasons for the season, time of repentance, time of making the turn from all the things that might lead the eye astray. But here, let's ride up with the Royal Amharic, the King of Kings Highway right here. But on the Selassie, give us another lyric in Amharic.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memeleth, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menosh. You know? But who want the next verse with Amharic? But who want the next verse with Amharic?
Yeah.
Little baby, and don't you cry. No, it's the time. The living ain't easy. The living ain't easy. The living ain't easy.
مزمور 37 بقنف 37 لسنبت متاسبيا يداويت مزمور عبيتو بقطعه تكسفي بمعاتهم ما تغسد ثلاثوچي وقتونيالنا اجهنم ما كبدهبنيالنا كقطعه يتنسى لسغاي طينا يلو كحاطياتيم يتنسى لاطنتوچي سلام يلاچو ኃጢአቴ በራሴ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ብሏልና እንደ ከባድ ሸክምም በላይ ከብዷልና ከስንፍናዬ የተነሳ ቁስሌ ሸተተ በሰበሰ እጅግ ጎሰቆልኩ ተዋረድኩ ሁል ጊዜም በትካዜ መላለፋል ነፍሴ ስድብን ተሞልታለችና ለስጋዬም ጤና የላትምና ታመሙ እጅግም ተቸገር ከልቤ ውዝዋዜ ተነሳ ጮ አቤቱ ፈቃዴ ሁሉ በፊትህ ነው ጭንቀቴም ካንተ አይሰወር ልቤ ደነገጠ ኃይሌም ተወች የዓይኖቼም ብርሃን ፈዘዘ ወዳጆቼም ባልንጀሮቼም ከቁስሌ ገለል ብለው ቆሙ ዘመዶቼም ርቀው ቆሙ ነፍሴንም የሚሽዋት በረቱብኝ መከራዬንም የሚፈልጉ ከንቱን ተናገሩ ሁል ጊዜም በሽንገላ ይመክራል እኔ ግን እንደማይሰማ ደንቆሮ አፉንም እንደማይከፍት ዲዳ ሆን እንደማይሰማ ሰው ባፉም ተግሳጽ እንደሌለ ሰው ሆን አቤቱ ባንተ ታምኛለሁና አቤቱ አምላኬ አንተ ተሰማኛል ጠላቶቼ በኔ ላይ ደስ እንዳይላቸው ብያለሁና እግሮቼም ቢሰናከሉ ራሳቸውን በኔ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋሉ። እኔስ ወደ ማንከስ ቀርብ ያለሁና ቁስሌም ሁሉ ጊዜ በፊቴ ነውና በደሌን እናገራለሁና ስለ ኃጢአቴም መሰክዛለሁ። ጠላቶቼ ሕያዋን ናቸው ይበረቱብኝማ፣ በጠማምነትም የሚጠሉኝ በዙ። እድቅን ስለተከተል በበጎ ፈንታ ክፉን የሚመልሱልኝ ይጠሉኝ። አቤቱ አንተ አትጣል አምላኬ ከኔ አትተ፣ አቤቱ መድኃኒቴ እኔን ለመርዳት
Salam to Enayas Tavin. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mezmor Dawit Salasa Cement. Psalm 38, according to the Royal Order, the Ethiopian Hebrews. Today's daily psalm, Sim Yachink Sa'atas Elot, prayer in an hour of anxiety, an hour of difficulty, Yachink Sa'atas Elot. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, righteous king, king of kings, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. So here we compare and contrast the HSV with the KJV. Firstly, the superscription, which reads according to the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzaf Kedus, the Authorized, Advised, and Amharic Bible. We have the superscription here, Bamarinya. Lesenbet metasevia ye Dawit mezmor. Lesenbet for the Sabbath metasevia, a memorial, a remembrance, that which is thought of course to be thought of. Lesenbet for the Sabbath. Lesenbet metasevia ye Dawit mezmor. KJV, we have a Psalm of David to bring to remembrance. A Psalm of David to bring to remembrance. Lesenmet metasevia ye Dawit mezmor. Today's daily psalm, Amharic, the English, HSV, Haile Selassie version. Compare and contrast side by side with the KJV, with the King James Version. Now, just a brief word here, even from the Sefer Tehillim, as we give praise, we should give praise with understanding and understanding and overstanding. It's a penitence prayer. What we have here is a penitence prayer. There's an analogy with Psalm 6 will at once occur to the reader and also hopefully to the hearer in today's daily psalm. The speaker is afflicted with a serious illness, and his physical condition causes him searchings of heart in conformity with the emunah, the belief, the faith,
then held, he acknowledges that his sufferings are the effect of chatiyat, are the effect of sin, are the effect of falling short, are the effect of missing the mark. He therefore offers his prayer, yekink sa'at salot, in an hour of anxiety and difficulty, in a deeply repentant spirit. The occasion which led to the indicting of the poem cannot be determined. Now, some interpret the psalm, today's mezmor, as referring to the nation, but the personal note is strongly marked throughout today's daily psalm. Once again, to the introduction. In the Hebrew, we have Mizmor le David le Hazakir, for remembrance, to bring to remembrance, le Hazakir, for a memorial. The Septuagint reads a psalm of David, a psalm to David for remembrance concerning the Sabbath. As we have here in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, Book of the Seven Seals, Lesenbet Metasebia, for the Sabbath memorial, remembrance. Ye Dawit Mezmor. One more note is that when we say Sabbath, usually it's meant the Sabbath day, but also in the archaic sense, referring to the Shabuah, referring to the seven and the fulfillment of the seven, concerning the sabbatical, concerning what ones will call the week, right? The fullness of the week, from the first day to the seventh day. Thus we have Lesenvet Metaseviya Yedawit Mezmor, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek. So make we ride up. Asamab, Awelit, Wamenfes, Kadus, Ahadu Amlak, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source in Jambralen. We begin. Kuter Ad, verse 1. Avetu bekuta atik sefeng mem atehim ategesefeng. Avetu, I father, his father, father of the house, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Avetu bekuta atik sefeng. Neither chasten me in thy heart displeasure. Be ma'at to him, ategeses eng. Kuter hulat, verse 2. Filats ochi, wegata unyalina, ejinim akabadeh binyalina. For thine arrows stick fast in me. Filats ochi, wegata unyalina. And thy hand presseth me sore. Ejinim akabadeh binyalina. Kutar source, verse 3. Ka kutah yetanesa le sigayet eina yeluim. Kachat yatem yetanesa lat intoche salam le lachuim. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger. Ka kutah yetanesa le sigayet eina yeluim. Neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin, because of my akari. Ka chat yatem yetanesa le adintochi salam yelachuim. Kuter arat, verse 4. Chatiate berase laikaf kaf below alina. In the kabada shakamimma belaye ya kabdo alina. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head. Chatiate berase laikaf kaf below alina. As an heavy burden They are too heavy for me. In the Kabbalah Shekemim Belaye Kabdoalena. Amis, verse 5. Kasin Fanayi Yetanesa Kusleya Shetete Beseb Besem. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. Kasina Fanayi Sinifnaye Yetanesa Kusle Shetete Beseb Besem. Guter Sidis Ijiga Gwesuquello Tawareduhum Hulgizem Betkazeya Melalesalu. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. Ijiga Gwesuquello Tawareduhum. I go mourning all the day long. Hul gizem et kazem elan lesalu. Kut al sabat, verse 7. Nefse sidbina temoltalechna. Lesigayim et eina yelatimna. For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease. And there is no soundness in my flesh, nefse sidbin temoltalechna lesgayim teina yelatmina. Now here as we compare and we contrast the Book of the Seven Seals, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, side by side with the KJV, here we have an interesting verse as we compare and contrast side by side. Here where we have this verse, it says, my soul, nefse, my soul, sidbin, temola talechna, my soul is full of insults, sidib to montalechna lesigayim, and for my flesh taina health taina yelatimna. My flesh lacks health, there's no soundness in my flesh. Kuter cement, verse 8. Tamemuhu ijgima techegaruhu ka libeya wizwa zemitanesach ohu. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared. Tamemuhu ijgima techegaruhu. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart, kalibe wizwazim yetanesach ohu. Kuter zeteng, verse 9. Abitu fekade hulu vefitihino kinkete makaante ayesawarum. Abitu, Lord, I father, his father, O father of the house. Abitu fekade hulu befitehino. All my desire, all my will, fekade hulu, is before thee, befitehino, in the eye present, chinketeim, my anxiety, my groaning, ka ante, I saurim. And my groaning, my anxiety is not hid from the eye. Ka'anta aisawurim. Kutarasir, verse 10. Leve denegatabin chaylema tawachinye. Ye ainochim burhana fezaza. My heart panteth. Leve denegatabin. Libe, my heart, the negative being, my heart, is in a mental state of shock, the negative being, against I, the negative being, my heart panted, chaylem, and my strength, tawachin, my strength please, left eye, Tawaching, as for the light of mine eyes, Ya Aino Chimbran, Ya Aino Chimbran, Ya Aino Chimbran, it also is gone from me, and the light of my eyes is fuzzy, it's blurry. Kutala Asara An, verse 11. Wadajochim, Balinjorochim, Kokusle Galela Bilo Komu, Zemedochim, Riko Komu. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore. Wadajochim, Balinjorochim, Kokusle Galela Bilokomu, and my kinsmen stand afar off. Zemedochim, Riko Komu. Kutera Asara, Kuta Asara, Asara, Asara Hulet. Nefse nema yemishuata beretubin. Mekrayenem yemiyefelgu kentuna tenagru hulgizem beshengela yemekralu. They also that seek after my life lay sneers for me, lay sneers for I. Nefse nem yemishuata beretubin. And those who seek for my soul, my psyche, my soul, my nefsinim, yemishuat beretubin. They're vigorous against I. And they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things. Mekrayenim yemifelugu akentuna tenagru. They speak vanity and imagine deceits all the day long. Hulgizem beshengala yemekralu. Always, all the time, they counsel in flatteries, with flatteries. Kuter Asrasos, verse 13. Inegin in the my samad and koro. Afunim in the my kefta didahonhu. But I, inegin, but I, as a deaf man, heard not in the my samad and koro. And I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Afu niminda my kefta didahonhu. Kutarasararat, verse 14. In the my samaso, the afuma tegzatsa in the leilo sohonhu. Thus, like this, I was as a man that heareth not in the my samaso, and in whose mouth the afum, in whose mouth are no reproofs, in the maisa masoba afuma tegzatz, in the leilo sohonhu. Kuter Asara Amis, verse 15. Avetu beante tamnyal hunna avetu amlaki ante tisemanyale. For in the eye, avetu, I fathers, father, father of the house, avetu beante tamnyal hunna. Do I hope, do I trust, am I confident? Thou, the eye, wilt hear. Oh Lord my God, I bear to amlaki ante tisemanyale, ante tisemanyale. Kuterasara sedis, verse 16. Telatoche benelai des in the myla choa bialuna. Egroche mabis and akalu. Rasa chewina benelai kefkefa yadargalu. For I said, hear me, lest Otherwise, they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against I. Telatochi, benelai desindai lacho bialum nagrochim abisanakolu rasachu win benelai kafkafa yadavgalu. Kutarasara sevad, verse 17. Ines. What a man kesak revealuna, kuslem hulgizem befitenuna, for I am ready to halt. Enes, what a man kesak revealuna, and my sorrow is continually, itinually, always before I. Kuslame and my wound, kuslame, kuslame, hulgize befiteinuina, kutera asara cement. Verse 18, bedelene nagraluna, silhatiatem etekzalu. For I will declare mine iniquity, bedelene nagralu. My wrong, I will speak of my wrong. I will speak on my wrong, I will declare mine iniquity. Bedelein nagralo, silachat yatim, itekzalo. I will be sorry for my uckery, for my sin. Chat yatim and my sin and my uckery, itek kazal. I'll be sorry. Kutasra zet en verse 19. Telatoche yawana cho yiberatu bin mal. Bet mama netima yamit alunya bezu. But mine enemies are lively. Mine enemies are lively. Telatoche yawana cho. And they are strong, they are vigorous, they're vigorous against I. Yiberetu bin mal. And they and them that hate I wrongfully are multiplied. Bet mama netim yamit alun bezu kuter haya. Verse 20. Sidik ina sile te katalhu. Bebego fanta kofunya miya melusulina yit alunya. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries. Because I follow the thing that good is, as it kina sila tekatelhu. Bebogo fanta kofunya mi melusulina yit alunya al kutarhaya. And verse 21, Avetu ante atet aling, amlake kanatarak, forsake me not, Avetu, my father, his father, O father of the house, Avetu ante atet aling, amlake kanatarak, O my God, O my source, amlake kanatarak. Be not far from I, kane atarak kuter haya hulet. Verse 22. Avetu medhanite enena lemerdata fiten. Make haste to help I. O Lord, my salvation, Abetu, my father, his father, father of the house, Medachanite, my medicine, my salvation, Hinen le merdata fiten, make haste, Hinen, for I make haste to help I, Hinen le merdata fiten.
Let them miss it, Jaja. Rasta.
Shofar Har, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibiting massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Yes, 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 the King of Kings Bible right there, compared and contrasted with KJV. Some interesting nuances, hopefully we can get into a little bit more. But riding up right here, little midrash right here. But first, this PSA on the linguistics and how English versus English only ruined Sinai mentality.
Left up the left of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant. Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Orphic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language, you see?
You see the English language.
Join your mentality.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
Look away my tune right now, tune Psalm 38 right here, burning spear. There's a full on the Hazkir. Don't have the eye or the time right here to play that full of fullness, but have the midrash right after this right here, remix, the whole of we are suffer, burning spear.
Whole of we suffer.
Psalm of the high and high and high.
Mizmor Lamedhet, Mizmor Le David, Lehaskir.
Psalm 38.
Mizmor Lamedhet, Mizmor Le David, Lehaskir.
O Lord,
Adonai,
rebuke me not in thy wrath.
Adonai, al bekechecha tochicheni.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure.
Uvahamatecha deyasereni.
For thine arrows stick fast in me.
Kichitzecha yichatu bi.
And thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries. because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
And hear the Midrash, Liko Batalawa right here. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Welcome to Blackboard Jungle. So don't you fumble, just be humble.
Here, Shema Yisrael, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, Mizmor LeDawid, LeHazakir, Yahuwah, Ala BeKazibeka, Toki Chayni, Uwa Bachemateka, Te Yasarein, Ki Yachit Seka, Nia Chatua Bi, Wa Tia Ne Hat Allah Yadeka. A song of David to bring suffering to remembrance. O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, rebuke me, rebuke I not in thy wrath, neither neither chasten me, chasten I in thy heart this pleasure. Yahuwah, Allah bekazibika, toki chayni, uwa bachemateka, te yasareini. A psalm of David, Mizmor LeDawid, to bring suffering to remembrance. Le hazkir. O Yahuwah, Jehovah, rebuke I not in thy wrath. Yahuwah, Allah, bekazibika, toki chayni. Neither chasten I in thy heart displeasure, neither chasten me in thy wrath. Uwa bach matika, te yasareini. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Yirmiyahu. Means Jeremiah 10:24. Yahuwah Jehovah, chasten me only in measure, not in thine anger, lest thou the eye bring me to nothing, to naught. It is not written here, O Lord, chasten me in measure, but Yahuwah Jehovah, chasten me only in measure. That is Yahuwah Jehovah, Lord, chasten me only with moderate punishments. So too it is written in Mishlei Shlomo and the Proverbs 19:18. Chasten thy son that there be hope. Chasten, discipline thy son that there be hope. Yasir bin ka, kiyesh tikwa. Chasten thy son, Yasir bin ka,
for there is hope. Ki yesh tikwa. While there is still hope. Ki yesh tikwa. This is as if to say, chasten him, but not to death. Not to death. Take care that in chastening, in disciplining, thou dost not destroy him. Wela himito alatisa nafsheka. Only set not thy heart on his destruction. Wela himito alatisa nafsheka. And to the killing of him, lift not up thy soul. Wela himito. And to the killing of him, alatisa nafsheka. Lift not up thy soul. Hence, here, David said, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Allah be'katipika tokichayni. Rebuke I not in thy wrath. A rebuke is good. It is said in Mashal and Proverbs, in Proverbs 3 and 12, whom Yahuwah loveth, he rebuketh. Kiyat asher ye ehavi Yahuwah yokiyach. For whom Jehovah loveth, he correcteth. Kiyat asher ye ehav Yahuwah yokiyach. Whom Jehovah loveth, he rebuketh. But only when the rebuke is not given in wrath. Therefore, David said, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Yahuwah, alabik atipika tokheini. He also said, chastisement is good, as scripture says, even in Psalm 94, verse 12. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord. Ashrei hagever, asher teyasareinu, Yah. Happy is the man whom thou instructest, whom thou chastenest, Jah. Ashrei hagever asher teyasareinu Yah. Happy is the man whom thou chastenest. But I cannot long suffer it. Therefore, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he, Ribon Shel Olam, Ribon Shel HaOlami, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. I have sinned, and thou art angry. And so I are not saved, as it is said even in Isaiah, in Isaiah 64 and 4, behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned. In them have we been of long time. And shall we be saved? Subdue I and I, little by little. Subdue us, little by little. As it is written, even in Micah 7 and 19. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us as he subdues. As he subdues our iniquities. Hence, here it is said, O Lord, Yahuwah, Jehovah, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Yahuwah, alabik etzipika, tokichayni,
Uabach Mateka to Yasareini. A weaver, when he is sure that the frame stands fast, goes ahead with vigor. But when he is sure that the frame does not stand fast, does not strike with vigor, we, I and I, are the web, and thou, the I, art the weaver. We, I and I, cannot endure thy wrath or hot displeasure. As scripture says, even in Psalm 6, verse 3, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. Chaneni Yahwa ki. Umlal ani, be gracious to me, O Jehovah, for I languish away. Chaneni Yahwa ki umlal ani, be gracious, have mercy upon I, O Jehovah, for I am weak, for I languish. Ki umlal ani. For if thou, the I, art up on me, upon me, upon I, with hot displeasure or wrath, I shall die at once. And as it's written in Psalm 30, verse 10, what profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Mahabeta di dami. Bi'riti illa shahat. What profit is there in my blood? Ma bit'ah bi'dami. When I shall go down to the pit? Bi'riti illa shahat. He who is not skilled in giving lashes, after binding a man, strikes him upon the head or between the eyes with a stick. But he who is skilled in giving lashes, after binding a man, strikes him upon the back, not upon the head or between the eyes, in order not to blind the man's eyes. He strikes him upon a part of the body where there is no danger. Thus, like this scripture says, even in Zechariah 13 and 6. What are these wounds between my hands? And he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friend. What are these wounds between my hands? And he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friend. That is, if one be asked, what are these wounds between my hands? He will answer, they are the result of being befriended by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are the result of being befriended by the Holy One. Blessed be He. Ein mitom. Bia Bisari Mipnea Zaimeka Ain Shalom Ba It Amaya Mipnea Hatati Kia Evonotaya Abrua Roshi Kmasa Habeda Yikbutua Mimen. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine indignation. Ein mitom bia bisaria mipnea zaimeka. Neither is there any health in my bones because of my sin. Ein shalom. Ba it's Amaya Mipneya Hatati. For mine iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden,
They are too heavy for me, for I. Kia evonotaya avru roshi. For mine iniquities are gone over roshi. My head, my ras. Kia evonotaya avru roshi. Kmasa kaved yikbdua mimen. That's a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, used to say, according to Ezra 9:6, our iniquities are increased over our head. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac told a parable, a mashal, of a man with a burden on Rosho, on his ras, on his head, who was crossing the river, his feet sinking deep in the water. He was told, put the burden away from thee, and thou wilt be able to lift up thy feet. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, likewise, the Holy One, blessed be he, ask Israel, wherefore, why do you say, according to the words of Isaiah 55:7, for mine iniquities are gone over, according to the words of today's daily psalm, compared to the words of Isaiah, wherefore do you say, for mine iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden, they are too heavy, for me. Kia e onotaya abru roshi kemasa kaveda yikubedua meni. And in Isaiah 55:7, make the wicked forsake his way. Make the ratchet forsake his way. That is, put away your evil deeds and I shall have mercy upon you. As scripture goes on to say, make him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. Rav Chanina Bar Papa said, according to the words of Psalm 40:6, many, O Lord my God, are the wonderful works that thou hast done, and thy thoughts that are to us, to I and I, to us word. Rabota osita, ata Yahweh Elhai, nifloteka, ua machashivoteka, eleinu. Many, O Jehovah, my God, Yahweh Elhai, many are the wonderful works which thou hast done. Rabota osita, ata Yahweh Elhai. And thy thoughts that are to us word. Nifloteka ua machashivoteka eleinu. Many, rabot, many were all the wondrous works and thoughts. Nifloteka ua machashivoteka that thou ata didst conceive to make Abraham choose the yoke of the kingdoms for himself. The words to us word, towards us, eleinu, to us were, they show that he did so for our sake, that we, that I and I might endure in this world. Rav Shimon Bar Papa, Simeon Bar Abba, Rav Shimon Bar Abba, taught in the name of Rav Yochanan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, made Abraham see four things, Torah, the yoke of the kingdoms, Gehenna, and offerings of Torah, the direction, instructions. It is written, even in Bereshit, Genesis 15:17, a torch of fire. And elsewhere in Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like as fire?
Torch means Torah. Torch means Torah, as in the words from Shemot, Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. All the people perceived the thunderings and the torches of Gehenna. It is written even in Bereshit in Genesis, Genesis chapter 15, verse 17. Behold, a smoking furnace. By that is meant Gehenna, as in the words from Malachi 3 and 10, Malachi 3, verse 10. Behold, the day cometh, it burneth as a furnace of offerings. It is said even in Bereshit in Genesis, Genesis chapter 15, verse 9. Take I a heifer of 3 years old and a she-goat of 3 years old and a ram of 3 years old of the yoke of the kingdoms. It is written even in Bereshit in Genesis, Genesis chapter 15, verse 12. Lo, a dread, even a great darkness fell upon him, fell upon him.
مزمور لمدحت مزمور لدافيد لاسكير
O Lord,
Adonai,
rebuke me not in thy wrath, my wrath.
Adonai, al beketzpecha tochicheni.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me. And thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceit all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
Here, 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 Local Extra, version 2, right here, 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 on the outro.
Psalm 38.
Mizmor la medhet, mizmor le David last year, last year.
O Lord, O Lord,
Adonai,
O Lord,
Adonai,
O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath.
Adonai, 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 al beketzpecha tochicheni.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure,
hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure.
Uva hamatecha teyachsereni.
For thine arrows stick fast in me. And thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries. Because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation, 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 my salvation.
Nishana Toba for a good new year, good Shana Umatuka, and a sweet one. Yes, I, Rastafari.